AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The first seven jurors are chosen for Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After the first 2 days of Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, seven jurors were picked. Five more are still needed, plus two alternates. At the end of court Tuesday, Trump accused the judge of rushing the trial.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted.
The jurors include an information tech worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and two lawyers. Opening statements begin as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on Europe talks on crises in Ukraine and Gaza.
Seven foreign ministers, a meeting on the resort island of Capri, soaring tensions in the Mideast and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine are topping the agenda of the three-day meeting that starts late Wednesday. The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani says he had spoken to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, on Tuesday and has urged Israel to not only de-escalate any reaction to Iran's attack, but to not go ahead with a planned offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Actor Lily Gladstone says in an AP interview, the excitement around her Oscar nomination was a whirlwind, and now she's ready to show what else she can do with the new Hulu drama, Under the Bridge.
I think after all the excitement after the last project, there's a certain postpartum. So it was honestly really nice to know that I was walking into another meaningful project that I couldn't wait to talk about and can't wait to share with audiences.
This is AP News. A Dallas megachurch pastor over leadership of the Reverend Jesse Jackson's longtime civil rights organization resigned after less than 3 months on the job.
The Reverend Freddie Haynes told the AP that he submitted a letter with his resignation as head of the Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition, effective immediately. Haynes said that he is honored to have been asked to lead, but that he felt it was necessary to move on. He cited what he called challenges that continued to exist, but declined to elaborate further. Reverend Jackson, a central figure in the modern civil rights movement, has faced numerous health issues in recent years. I'm Norman Hall.
At a news conference Tuesday, Jeffrey Gisea, assistant chief of the Maui County Fire Department, said the deadly Maui fires were a lot to handle.
We experienced the two worst fires in state history, occurring at the same time on the same island.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.